Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Sherna Gulo, and she is from Oakwood University. And we're going to talk about the initiative that you are in charge of, which is Healthy Campus 2020. A+, it even says. So just share with us, Sherna, a little bit about, and also just for my listening audience, you have so many letters after your name. You almost have the whole alphabet here. DNP, MSN, BSN, and RN, and you're the director of the Healthy Campus 2020. Welcome to the show. So tell me a little bit about, first of all, how you got into the field of health and why it has become such a passion for you.
Well, thank you for speaking with me today. How did I get into the field of health? Well, I am a registered nurse. I have been a registered nurse for 26 years, and I graduated initially in 1991. From Grambling State University, and then I got a master's from Southern Adventist University in nursing administration. And in 2014, I graduated with a doctor of nursing practice from Capella University. And so my life has centered around nursing and health. But even in every role that I've had in nursing, be it clinically or in administration or quality, it integrated teaching. So the opportunity to serve at Oakwood came the second time in 2015 when Dr. Prudence Pollard offered me the position of Director of Healthy Campus 2020. It was a new initiative, and we had to literally create this from scratch because the initial plan fell through, but God had another plan for the university. And not only are we a part of what we call Healthy Campus 2020, but we say stand out because that makes Oakwood University unique. Healthy Campus 2020 is a national initiative throughout the country, but we focus on the standout framework to guide our program. And standout simply represents, it's an acronym for 8 principles of health that have been around for hundreds of years that God gave, simply telling us we need sunlight, we need to be temperate, adequate rest, nutrition, drink water, outdoors, use physical activity, and tea, trust in God. Also underlying our program is the partnership with PHA, and PHA is a national initiative. We joined PHA in 2015. This is an amazing initiative that helps guide our program also because it gives us evidence-based practice guidelines in the areas of food and nutrition, physical activity and movement, and overall programming. So we're not just roaming and preparing programs. It is structured, it's evidence-based, and it's targeted on meeting the needs of the students, the faculty and staff, and the community as well.
So tell me a little bit about if I were a student. I mean, of course, I've been a student, but I'm thinking of my younger listeners now that are thinking about getting ready for college.
Yes.
And let's say they come to your campus. Why would they or how would they become involved in Healthy Campus 2020?
Excellent question. So it's by default. they are, I won't say they're literally kind of forced into it, but they're gently interwoven into our program by during the orientation process at the very beginning. During their orientation period, they have an entire day dedicated to health and wellness just for the brand new students, be it new freshmen or transfer students. It's called a Healthy Campus 2020 Wellness Day. We focus on each principle of health. Each student will get to, I'll just say, matriculate or move through the different stations And it's not very long. It's the entire day, but they're in the different stations for short periods of time. But they're giving key points about the topic. There's an activity and lots of giveaways. But also, the key thing for us is to provide the students with an opportunity to have a baseline physical assessment on record for their information and for planning and other uses to help them be healthy throughout their career in Oakwood University. So what I'm saying is that the biometric component, the students will have an opportunity to get their height and weight done, their waist circumference, their blood pressure, pulse done, and also there are some blood work that's drawn. We look at the cholesterol levels, HDL and LDL, the good and the bad cholesterol. We also look at hemoglobin A1C. And there's no cost to the student. The university is investing in this program to ensure that the students are balanced and healthy, body, mind, and spirit. But the final product of all of these assessments, the physical assessment, there's a mental health assessment as well. It's just a 25-question test. Doesn't take very long. And there's also a little physical assessment that they do with steps and sit-ups and push-ups that they're allowed to participate in to document their overall physical stamina. And the result, once all of these numbers are compiled, they get a health transcript. And they will get a copy of it. If there's a problem in any area, if anything's abnormal, the nurse practitioner on campus will give them a call and discuss that with them. Otherwise, they will get a copy of their health transcript to have for their personal use. They can share it with their physician, but it will be on file and in their record each semester as they matriculate through school. So they can see if they're doing better, if they're getting worse, and they can set personal goals for improvement once they have those numbers and see where they are. You would be surprised that some students didn't realize that they had high blood pressure or they were pre-diabetic or had issues with cholesterol or that their BMI or their body mass index was not within a normal range. So they had something to work on. Once they knew where they were, they could set goals for improvement.
That is absolutely fantastic. I'm thinking back to when I first started college. There was no encouragement, really, on the level of health, which is really sad when you think about it. I think, I worked all night and I worked all day because I wanted to not have a school bill when I was done. And if I had had the opportunity to go through something like this, I would have stopped and thought, am I getting adequate rest? So it brings awareness to the student. Now,
and accountability and empowerment also.
Yes, yes. Well, how lovely is that? I mean, it's absolutely, if we're looking at educating the whole person and we espouse the body, soul, and spirit,
yes,
physical, mental, spiritual, we need to emphasize this. Now, you said that this is a Healthy Campus 2020 is a nationwide initiative. So are there other universities that are doing it, both secular and?
Excellent question. Yes, Healthy Campus 2020 is a national initiative, but Oakwood University we're not associated with the national initiative. We are Healthy Campus 2020 at Oakwood University specifically, and we are branded as Standout. We are also a partner, as I mentioned, with Partnership for a Healthy America. There are schools, universities across the country that are also a part of the Partnership for a Healthy America program. But what's awesome is that each university has the opportunity to select the initiatives that can be individualized for their campus. For example, there may be 40 areas in the areas of food and nutrition that they can select from. We chose to improve on the bending option. We chose to make sure that there was free water throughout the campus. We wanted to make sure that our cafeteria had a variety of fruits and vegetables and 100% whole grain. So you selected 10 items in the area of food and nutrition that you wanted to see embedded in your nutrition program on your campus. The same thing with the activity and the overall program. And so it's individualized. It's not a cookie cutter program. It's individualized for each school based upon their needs and the size of their university or college. So that's what's beautiful about it. And I'm happy to say that Oakwood University, we are almost done with the 23 initiatives that we have committed to complete. We have until 2018 to complete all 23, but by God's grace, we will have them completed by the end of the year. And I was praying we would get them done by the end of the semester. We are almost there. In improving the vending machine, we're planning to bring in a dietitian, a registered and licensed dietitian, into health services to be available to our students. She will be there only once a week for a few hours, but still that's a free service that we're going to offer to our students to meet those nutritional needs that they may have. Also, we're working on an exercise program so that the students can have an example of some stretches and what do they need to do before they go and run and walk and take on different exercises, because they can be injured. So we have that disclaimer process in place, but there is a certified trainer that will be guiding them in the different exercises that we elected to share with the campus. So there are a few new things coming out this semester, and we're happy about also engaging the students. We listen to their voice. We want to provide opportunities that they're interested in as well. So that's why we did a survey before we introduced those different exercises, because we want their input.
We have to take a break right here, but when we come back, then I have a few more questions about Oakwood. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. mrgmediaministries.com.
Dora, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you pray?
Well, of course. Everyone prays.
I don't.
You don't pray?
Well, I try, but I don't know what to say. I mean, you're supposed to talk to the creator of the entire universe, the God who made everything. Why would he be interested in little old me?
I used to think the very same thing, but then I remembered something.
What?
He also made me. So I figure if he went through all the trouble of giving me my silly nose and these totally strange ears, he should at least listen when I complain about them.
And your knees. You've got the craziest knees.
Thank you. I get the picture.
So, you figure that God listens to you because of the way you look?
I figure God listens to me because I'm different from everyone else in the world. I'm special, unique. If he took the time to make me the way I am, he must be interested in what I do and what I think, because what I do and what I think is special too.
Okay, I get it. When you talk to God, you know he hears you because your prayer is different from anyone else? Just like you're different from anyone else, right?
Yeah, that's right. My words are special to him. At least, that's what I like to think.
You know, there are special things about me, too. I've got red hair, and my mouth is kind of crooked.
God would recognize you anywhere.
Cool, the next time I pray, I'll know he's listening because he made me special.
Don't forget your elbow. It's totally strange.
Got it.
And your left eyebrow. What's up with that?
Can we talk about something else now?
Jesus wants to be our friend. He's interested in everything we do and longs to be included in our lives. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion. And I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry. and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783.
Welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Sherna Gulo, who is the director for Healthy Campus 2020 at Oakwood University. And we just had gone through a lineup of what the initiative means and how it is helping students. And I thought it'd be interesting for the last half of the show, if you have any firsthand experiences as to how students have reacted to this.
Oh, that's a great question. Just this semester, I'll address two things. But just this semester, I received a postcard from a senior who had graduated. She was in nursing, and the postcard was very nice. But at the very end, she said, "Thank you for, you know, helping to create this healthy campus at Oakwood University. I am much more healthier because of you." And that was just priceless.
Yeah.
Because it was a surprise to receive that.
Yeah.
But to hear it and see it in her own handwriting that she felt like, and that she was healthier. And to confirm that, I know what her numbers were at the very beginning and what they were last semester. And the numbers have proven that she is much healthier. So now she's a registered nurse, and she will go forth and practice and share what she's learned with others. And also, students, you know, they just tell you, you know, verbally, face-to-face, but that was in writing. We're constantly getting feedback from students. They have ideas. We're open to their ideas and suggestions because the program is for them. You know, the investment the school has made is for them to be healthier body, mind, and soul. And so we need to hear what they have to say, and we want their input. You know, why have a program or initiative that we think is great, but the students aren't responding to it? That's why we need their input. We need their feedback, and we respond to it.
Now, you said that you knew what her numbers were. So do you do this screening like every so many months, or?
Excellent question. Our program, each semester, each fall, we have the wellness fair. It's not just also for the new students, but the returning students also have an opportunity to get their biometrics done and review the standout principles as well as the faculty and staff. So Farah has participated since the very beginning, 2015, 2016. So on her transcripts, she has several sets of numbers, and she can see how she has improved.
So what about your healthiness? How do you, I know you're very busy. How do you maintain your healthiness?
That's a good question, and you have put me on the spot. I will say I have embraced this message, the health message. I've been a vegetarian, you know, since I was 18. And every vegetarian is not healthy.
That's right.
And you have to be balanced in every area. So I try to exercise every day. The exercise that I've chosen that works for me is walking. So I walk. I drink my water. We need to drink at least 8+ glasses of water a day. You know, there's a theory out there. You take your weight, divide it by 2. It gives you the number of ounces of water per day. But I'm at a level where if I can get 8 in, I feel really good. I feel much better. The thing also is to watch the stress. You said I'm very busy, but, you know, it's good to say no something because stress can kill. Stress can cause a lot of problems. So I do try to make healthy choices. I do have a relationship with the Lord that also is a part of being healthy, the spiritual component of being healthy, and He keeps us balanced.
And your family, how do you incorporate this into your family?
Well, I'm a vegetarian. My husband, you know, he has a different diet. He's not, but we all exercise. We know to drink water, and the children, I have one child who's a vegetarian and one who's not, but she's making healthy choices even as a college student. She also helps with different health fairs, so she's embracing this by teaching it and living it in her life.
Now, are there classes that you teach in addition that, you know, that are optional, like would be part of some type of health class?
Oh, no, I'm not instructing at the university, but we plan programs and health fairs where individuals can attend different sessions on different topics. There's always activities throughout the semester, weekly, monthly, that focus on one of the components, one of the standout principles that we're focusing on.
Well, we're almost to the end of the show, but I have like a minute and a half. I'd like to know, moving forward, what's going to happen with this Healthy Campus 2020 Stand Up Oakwood University. And be sure and go to the oakwood.edu website. Click on the link Healthy Campus 2020 to learn more.
Right. So moving forward, we have several health fairs planned for the semester. We have multiple activities planned focusing on the different standout principles. Also, Healthy Campus and the Oakwood University's Healthy Campus program has been nominated as Partner of the Year among four other entities in the country for PHA.
Well, congratulations.
For Partnership for Healthy America. Again, that's Michelle Obama's initiative. And, you know, that's a great honor just to even be nominated for our work in this area for our campus. Where are we going forward? We're also in the process of pulling together and analyzing the data from 2015 and 2016. And we're going to share that data in conferences and in presentations to let other schools and entities know what we've done and what they can do to have a healthy campus and create a culture of health on their university or in their business or wherever for their faculty, staff, and students and employees.
I think that's so great. It's wonderful to have a green campus, but I think it's more important to have a healthy campus. Don't you?
I do. I do.
Well, we've come to the end of the show, and I wondered if you had a favorite Bible verse that you could share with our listeners to close out.
My favorite Bible verse right now, because of the busyness, is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
And we know that what we do is not for our glory, but for His glory. And whatever we do, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do it all to the honor and glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, I have one last thing to say, and that is keep learning. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.